Ayin Zayt 154. 11 lines at the top of the page. Okay, in the Brais it said it then like this. Amana Grusha Chalala Zayna. The Pasuk says, Amana Ugrusha Vachalala Zayna Aseila Laika, Chabara Kain Gadol. So it says, a woman who was a widow, simply it means a woman who was a widow, or a divorcee, or a Chalala, meaning a woman that was an offshoot of a Kain with somebody forbidden, or a Chalala. But the Braisa said it then before like this. If a Kain Gadol lives with a woman who was an almana, then a grusha, then a chalala, and then a zayna, he gets four malkas. Okay? But if they're in the reverse order, zayna, chalala, grusha, and almana, then it's only one. That's what the Braisa said before, okay? So now the Gemara discusses like this.
This is amazing logic.
Well, what's that? Hi Tana, Michael Sava. What does this Tana hold? Ika Sava, Isser, Al Chalal Isser. If you hold that an Isser, one sin can become effective on another sin, Ipchanami, the reversed order should be also four different Lavin. Be Ika Sava, Ein Isser, Chalal Isser. And if he holds that one Isser cannot be effective on a second Isser, even in this order it shouldn't be good. Meaning Gemara asks a very simple question. The Braisa said that if you live with an almana, who was a zayna, who was a chalala, that's it. Yeah? The Kohen Gadol will get four malkas. Four times malkas. But if it's in the reverse, he only gets one malkas. Okay? Now, the Gemara asks, what does he hold? Does he hold the rule of Isser Chalal Isser? That means once something is forbidden, something else could become more forbidden. We'll see cases in the Gemara.
What do you mean?
Huh?
Is this the same woman or?
Same woman. The classic example the Gemara is going to say later.
What is the translation?
Okay, I'll give you an example. If somebody eats, this is what the Gemara is talking about later. If somebody eats treif meat on Yom Kippur, does he get punished for eating on Yom Kippur?
You would think so.
Yeah.
Well, one opinion says no. Why? Because it's already treif for food. It's an avela. And once it's treif, you can't add an isser on an isser.
Killing person twice, yeah?
No.
Is the same thing?
No, but it's the same thing. And that's one of the cases. Or over here, it's the case like this. Once she's an almana, she's also for a kohen, gadol. So now she's a grusha also. All this is adding an issa on an issa. So why should he be punished twice? If he holds issa chalal issa, that it could become a cumulative, then any order, what's the difference if it's first almana grusha or the reverse? Each one is a separate aveda. If he holds an issa cannot go on an issa, once something is forbidden, you can't add to it. So then the question is, so then that order should also be not only chayiv once. I think I might as well ask you a very simple question. What is the logic of this Tana? That if it's in this order, all four women are forbidden for a kohen gadol. Almana, grusha, chalala, and zayna. Right? So if you tell me one way, if it's that way, he gets four malkas, and the other way, he gets one malkas, it doesn't make sense. If he holds Isser Chalal Isser, then he should get four. If he doesn't hold the Isser Chalal Isser, in any case, he should only get one.
The one Shabbos is not the same case?
Which case?
Isser Chalal Isser.
Like where? Give me
like
a case.
You do like here, we said that you do Sechita and Melabe.
No, there's two different malachas. It's not Isser Chalal Isser. Here, he's eating the nevela, he's eating the same thing on Yom Kippur. And there's two sins for eating the same thing. Here is two different sins.
Rabbi, if the Kohen Gadol goes by the order of the Torah, the same order, he must be a Apikoros, and he's
a Kohen Gadol, likes to enjoy himself. Amar Rava, Sarava answers like this.
Lachis.
Hi Tana, one second. Hi Tana, Issa Chalal Issa Lesli. Our Tana, our Mishnah holds, an Isser is not effective on another Isser. I, why then if it's Amana, Grusha, is he Chayiv, in that order is Chayiv four times? He says, Isim Mesif Isli. He holds if it's an additional Isser, meaning if there's one Isser that applies only to one person, and the second Isser applies to more people, and the third Isser applies to more people, then he holds it doesn't go four. Meaning like this. The Gemara is going to explain. Almana, what does it mean? The Gemara is going to explain very simple. Almana asura l'kayin gadol. A widow cannot marry a kayin gadol. But shari l'kayin hadit. She could still marry a kayin, a regular kayin, right? Now, hava legrusha. Then if she becomes a divorcee, now becomes not only another sin, but it's another sin for another person also. Now it's a sin for a kohen hedyot also. Havale grusha migaydet teisiv la isura legabi kohen hedyot, because now it's forbidden for a regular kohen because she's divorced. Teisiv la isura legabi kohen gadol, so the kohen gadol gets an additional sin, and therefore he's going to get two lashes.
What is the logic?
1 second. Vadayin shayri lemechel betruma, but if her father's a kohen, this girl, she can still eat truma, because she's a Bas Kohen. But, Hava lechalala, once she becomes a halala, now she can't eat truma anymore. So, mitaisa leyisura lemecha betruma, now that she, because she became a halala, she's not allowed to eat truma, which wasn't there before. Itaisa leyisura legabe kohen gadol.
Halala is not
very... Well, do me a favor. You have to wait, because we're in the middle of a Gemara, and, you know, so, if... Now, so, it's like this. Abone, she was only Osir for Kohen Gadol, not for Kohen Hedyot. Then she became a Grusha. Now she became Osir for Kohen Hedyot also. That, but until now, she's allowed to eat Truma. Then she becomes a Halala.
What's a Halala?
We're in the middle of a Gemara for months already. A Halala, so she becomes a Halala. So then the din is, now she can't eat Truma anymore. Right? Mm-hmm. So all these are additional Lavim. It's not Stam Isser, Halal Isser. Mm-hmm. It's an additional sin that didn't apply before to a previous person. But the Gemara says, "Ela zayna ma isser meisiv hisbei." But what isser zayna is added? A zayna is a zayna. I mean, what additional isser is there? Amar avuna bag brav katina, hel v'shem znus peisel biyisrael. Because the din is like this: a married woman who commits adultery, znus, becomes aser for her husband. All these people before were only Asir L'Kayin. Now a Zayna, if she's an Eishes Ish, and she lives with somebody, then she becomes halachically a Zayna, and then now she's Asir for Yisrael also. So these are four Isurim that are added, meaning like this. This opinion, the Mishnah says, the Gemara says, our Tana holds, really ain't Issa Chalalissim, which means, if you eat nevela on Yom Kippur, you're not going to get punished for Yom Kippur. Why? Because it's already treif, it's nevela. You can't make... Oh, I'll give you another example where this applies, by the way. If somebody cooks milk with basar chazer, they're not eved leisavasha gadi b'chalevimai. Why? Because I'm eating, not cooking, eating it, I'm saying. Right? If you eat chazer with milk, you don't get a malchus for basar v'chalev. If you hold einisir chalalisir. Right? Why? Because the meat is treif already. You want to add another sin that is meat and milk? It's treif anyway, you can't eat it.
It's a double jiffer.
So that would be another case of an Yisr Chalalisr. But over there, you're eating the same piece of meat that's mixed with milk. Here we're talking like this. It's also for one person, but not for somebody else. Then another scenario happens, which makes it forbidden for another person. Then a third sin makes it forbidden for a third person. And the fourth thing makes it forbidden for something else. So even though this Tana holds normally it ain't Isr Chalal Isr. One Isr cannot become more effective on the second. But if it adds new dimensions to it, it becomes more forbidden because of different people involved, then our Tana hold, if it's in the order of the Chumash, you're going to get four Malkas. What?
For other people it's adding, for the Kohen Gadol it's not adding anything.
Yeah, but this is another sin that for another person would be forbidden, and that before wasn't, and therefore becomes it forbidden for another person, that adds, it's immersive, it adds to the issue of a Kohen Gadol also.
Nothing adding to Kohen Gadol. It's the same thing.
No, but this woman just became forbidden in a different way. How did she become forbidden in a different way? Until now she was mutter for Kohen Hedyet, because she was only Almona. Now she becomes a Grusha. So it's not that it's the same woman with the same sin, and now she became forbidden for other people too. For more people.
Of
being a Grusha. Therefore, this Tanot, it adds on to the Kohen Gadol aspect of it too.
According to this logic, then how is it different which order we go? Both should get four Malkus.
Because the other way is not adding Yisurim.
Why? It's less than seven zoner.
She's also for anybody. So for the Kohen, you're not adding now for the... Until now, it was also for everybody. Mutter lo Kohen is not true. She's also for everybody. So when you go the other way, you're not adding new Isurim that didn't exist before. Because Zayna is also for everybody. Chalol is also for everybody. Grush is also for Kohen Gadol also. Right? So you're not adding anything that would be forbidden for other people, not for the Kohen. See, if you just told the rule Isser Chalal Isser, then one sin could become. So, what's the difference? What the order is? So, Gemara's answer: the order. It's not that. This Tana holds that when a new type of Isser happens, because it's a new person becoming now forbidden, so then that's the way. It's immersive.
We don't say the Kimle Midrab Mineh.
No, this is the Kimle Midrab Mineh is when you have two different types of punishment. Death and Malkus, so you only get death instead of Malkus. Or if you have death and payment of money, so then you get death, you don't have to pay the money. But here we're talking about lashes and lashes. So you do two sins, you get two double lashes, you do four sins, you get four lashes.
It's a single lash or it's a set of lashes, 39 lashes?
39 times 4.
So it's a set of lashes?
Yeah, lashes is 39.
You don't know all at once because you can't handle
it. Okay, you know, you see, best evaluates the doctors, how much he could take. But let's say he could take, you know. Okay, then it's like this. Tana Tama Kamed Rav Sheshes. A Tana taught in presence of Rav Sheshes. Kol Shu B'Yikach. When it says anybody who that a Kohen is allowed to take, meaning a psula, arehu balikach is included in the next verse also, meaning a woman. This is what the Rav Sheshes this Tana is saying. A woman that was allowed to marry a Kohen, a virgin, then Kohen Gadol, right, and then she becomes a widow, divorcee, chalala, right? That means a woman who's permitted can become forbidden to him as a widow. And I'll explain this in a second. Kol she'ena b'yikach, anytime the Kohen Gadol cannot marry her, okay, ena b'layikach, then it doesn't apply the issa of layikach. Meaning like this. And the Gemara is going to say a case, very simple. If a Kohen lived with his sister who was an almana. A Kohen Gadol lived with his sister who's an almana. Okay? What does this mean? He's not going to get punished from being with an almana. Because the Torah says, Kim Besula Me'am of Yikachisha. So the Gemara learns like this. A girl that the Kohen Gadol, if she would be allowed to marry, meaning a virgin, that he would be allowed to marry, then if she becomes an almana or a grusha or a chalala, then the kohen is punished for living with her. But if it's a woman that the kohen gadol would never be allowed to marry as a psula, because it's a sister, then he's not going to get malchus for living with her as an almana.
Not because there's a bigger oven.
No, this is a far off.
No, it's not only because of Kimle Bid Rabbi Mine.
It's a far off example.
No, because
the bottom explains it, because the din is somebody who gets kodesh, right, is supposed to get kodesh, and gets malchus, is potimina. The Gemara says makis. The Gemara learns out that if a guy who's didn't avade of kodesh and Bethan gave him malchus lashes, he doesn't get kodesh anymore. Okay, so now this kohen gadol, what the Tana says in the presence of Rav Sheshes, a kohen gadol would only get malchus for marrying an almana if this almana, when she was a virgin, would be allowed to marry him. Now, this is a girl that at one time, meaning when she was a virgin, he could marry her, and now she became forbidden because she became almana, grusha, chalal, whatever it does. So then he gets malchus for liyikach, for marrying her. But if it's a girl that he would never be allowed to marry ever because it's a sister, so then he doesn't get malchus because of living with her as a almana.
Oh, goya.
Yeah, same thing. So he says, kugain prat l'kohen gadol shabala chayse almana. If a kohen gadol marries his sister who's an almana, so because he would never be allowed to marry her, so the lav of lo yikach, of not marrying isha zayin of chalala, that wouldn't apply to him. Amalei, so Rav Sheshes said to this Tan, whoever quoted this braisa, Amalochmani, who is this? Rav Shimon? It must be Rav Shimon. Why? The Amar Rav Shimon holds, Ein Isser Chalal Isser. One Isser cannot be affected. So if it's his sister, then how can you have an additional sin of Almana? Right? Because she's already forbidden, you can't make it more forbidden. Where do we see Rav Shimon says that? The Rav Shimon, it says in the Brayse, the Rav Shimon says, Ha'oich on the veil of Yom HaKippurim, if somebody eats that carcass of an animal, meaning treif of food, on Yom Kippur, potter, he's potter from the punishment of Yom Kippur. Why? Because it was already forbidden. And you can't have an Isser and an Isser. The Irabanon, because if you tell me it goes according to the Rabbanon, they say Isser Chalal Isser. So then, if a Kohen Gadol marries his own sister Amona, then he would be able to get double Malkus, according to the Chachamim. Right? So he's just telling you, you're telling me a statement that a Kohen Gadol who marries his sister Amona is not going to get Malkus for the Kohen Gadol aspect of it. Yeah? So that has to go according to Rav Shimon, because in the Chachamim that holds Isser Chalal Isser, so then you should get double Malkus. Right. So Gemara says no. Afilu Tamer Rabbanan can even go according to the Chachamim. Here the Chachamim would also agree that the Kohen Gadol will not get double lashes. Why? Because Ki Amre Rabbanan Isser Chalal Isser. When do the Chachamim say Isser Chalal Isser? Hani Mili Isser Chomer Al Isser Kal. When you have a stricter iser and a less stricter thing. Okay? Because nevela, you get malchus. Eating on your kippur, you get karis. Aval iser kal al iser chamur, but he would also hold though, when a less strict prohibition, like a widow, so a kohen gadol is not as strict as marrying your sister. In other words, here's the reverse. Eating nevela on Yom Kippur, he holds iser chal al iser. Why do the chachamim hold that? Because the second one is stricter than the first one. The first iser was in nevela, but eating Yom Kippur is stricter.
Which one is first?
He's eating it together. at the same time. He's eating the Nevela on Yom Kippur. But he's saying like this, what are the two sins over here? First, it was Nevela. First, it's Nevela.
Yeah.
And then, it's eating in Yom Kippur. So, there the Chachamim hold, Isser does go on Isser, because it's a stricter one adding to a less stricter one. Yom Kippur is stricter than eating a Nevela. Eating on Yom Kippur is stricter than eating a Nevela. Right? But by Kohen Gadol, first she was a sister. And then she became Almana. It's Almana is less strict than the sister. So then the Chachamim would also hold Ein Isser Chalal Isser. You know, he's explaining, when do the Chachamim hold Isser becomes added to an Isser, only if the second one is stricter than the first one. But if the second one is lighter than, less strict than the first one, even the Chacham would agree, you don't add on. No Isser Chalal Isser. And therefore, by Amar Lekohen Gadol, the guy says to Rav Sheshes, even the Chacham would agree, he's not going to get Malkus for Amar Lekohen Gadol, because he's getting ready Malkus for the stricter thing, it's his sister. So it can go even according to the Chacham. Got it? Huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are we not changing anything? Like what we said before that...
No, so Rav Sheshes asked the guy, why are you passing like Rav Shimon and not like the Chachamim? Right? Because you're saying the Kohen Gadol is not going to get Malkus for marrying the Almana because it's his sister. So he says, oh, Ein Isser Chalal Isser, why are you passing like Rav Shimon that holds Ein Isser Chalal Isser? Why do you pass on the Chachamim that Isser Chalal Isser? Because the Halacha is always like the Chachamim. Right? So he answers, no, here the Chachamim are going to agree. Because when does Rav Shimon hold, when do the Chachamim even hold Isser Chalal Isser? When the second one is stricter than the first. But if the first is stricter than the second, and the additional one is less strict than the first, even the Chachamim would agree with Rav Shimon than Ein Isser Chalal Isser. That's one version of the Gemara. Now the Gemara is Ikadamri. It's another way of learning it. Amani, not that Rav Sheshes said to him, hey, you're holding like Rav Shimon. No. Amani Rabbanin Hidamri Isser Chalal Isser. He said, this is what the Gemara answered now. It really goes according to Rabbanin Isser Chalal Isser. And where, but when do the Rabbanin hold Isser Chalal Isser? Hani Mili Isser Chomer Al Isser Kal. When the second one is a stricter, like Amana, by Yom Kippur and the Vela, Aval Isser Kal Al Isser Chamur, Loi Chayil. It does not affect him at all. Adi Rab Shimon, because Rab Shimon would be the opposite problem. If Rab Shimon holds, yeah, that Yom Kippur doesn't add to Nevela, even though Yom Kippur is stricter. So for sure, Kohen Gadol is not going to add on to, and not going to add on to Almana. Koshkin ain't Yisr Chalal Isser. Hashdi is a Chomer, it's a Kal or Chai, it's a Kal, a Chomer mi Boilei. Okay? So therefore, you wouldn't need a Pasik, Lo Yikach and Yikach, to teach me that. Reb Shimon would automatically say, it's Ein Yisr Chalal Isser. Because if Reb Shimon holds by Yom Kippur, where it's stricter, it doesn't become effective on a less strict. How could a less strict become more effective on a strict? Okay. So now the Gemara continues. Amalei Rav Papa Labaye. Okay. Mar is asking a very, very interesting question. Amalei Rapapa Labaye. Rapapa said to Labaye like this. Yisrael Abal HaChesi. If a regular Yisrael lived with a sister, now this sister cannot marry a Kohen. She's called a Zayna. Right? Definition of a Zayna is a woman who had relations with somebody she cannot marry. Yeah? if a Yisrael had relations with a sister, can that girl marry the brother? No. So she becomes a Zayna. Zayna doesn't mean a prostitute. A Zayna means a woman, and that's the definition of a Zayna for a Kohen. Shenivala lemisha asala. That's why a girl that lived with a guy cannot marry a Kohen. She's called a Zayna. Why is she a Zayna? Because she lived with somebody she couldn't marry. She's not allowed to marry a guy. So anytime you have relations with somebody you're not allowed to marry, like a brother and a sister, or relatives that you can't marry, or whatever, she becomes a Zayna. Yeah? Now, oh, by the way, it's a very weird thing, but a woman that was raped, a married woman, God forbid, a married woman that was raped, doesn't matter by who, cannot marry a Kohen. No, no. I'm saying a married woman that was, God forbid, raped forcibly, she's mutter to her husband. Because it was forced. But to her kain, she, and if her husband's a kain, he has to divorce her.
Often,
wow. If a wife, God forbid, if a wife of a kain was raped, okay, she had relations with somebody she couldn't marry because she's an Ashes Ish, yeah? She's not allowed to stay married to her husband.
And if the husband dies, she cannot marry a Kohen?
No. Because she's so-called a Zayna. So he says like this.
She can marry to Israel?
Yeah.
But she's a Zayna?
She's not a Zayna because she was... For a Kohen, she's a din of a Zayna. Yisrael can marry a Zayna. Can Yisrael marry a girl that had relations with a guy? Yes, only a Kohen can't. A Levi could, a Yisrael could, a Kohen can't. Because the Torah says, Isha Zayna Mechalal Leikochu. You know the name Azulai? There's a family in Azulai.
Yeah. Azulai, yeah.
A lot of them are Kohenim.
Frida.
You know where the name Azulai comes from? It's a Rosh Tevis. Isha Zayna Mechalal Leikochu. Yes. Where's the name Azulai come from? I heard many times. It's a Rosh Tevis. Isha Zayna v'chalola lo yikochu.
So he was a Kohen?
I guess so. A lot of the Azulai are Kohenim. No, but that's where the. I know somebody made it, but this I heard this, many times. So the Gemara's question is like this. If a Yisrael, typical Jew, had a relation with his sister, she becomes a Zayna, correct? So now the question is, does she also become a Chalala? That's his question.
When Yisrael had a...
relation with his sister. So the Gemara says, Zayna Mashvili. There's no question she becomes a Zayna, right? Because she had relations with somebody she couldn't marry. Chalala Mashvili Ali. Question, does she become... a Chalala also. What's the question? She can't marry a Kohen anyway. Right? Question is, if a Kohen lives with her, does he get one Malkus or two Malkus?
What does a Chalala...
One minute. How does a Chalala get here?
Yeah.
So Gemara says, Mi Amrin, Gemara is explaining it. Mi Amrin Kavol Chaymet. Is this a Kavol Chaymet? Mechai V'lavin Havei Chalolom. If a woman lives with a Kohen, let's say Grusha, What creates a chalala? A kohen with a grusha, which is only a lav. It's not kares, right? If a kohen with a grusha creates a chalala, so if a guy did issa kares with her, for sure she should be a chalala. That's the question. Do we say? If a chai v'lavin have a chalala, if a chai v'lavin, a kohen with a grusha, right, becomes a chalala, mechai v'krisis l'kol shekein. That's one way of looking at it. Oy dilman, this is the halacha, ain chalala ela mi isur kuna. A chalala is only the child of somebody who wasn't allowed to marry a kohen.
Right.
And that's what it's going to pass. Amalei, ain is chalala ela mi isur kuna levad. But the Gemara's question was, you know, we thought a chalala is, it was for forbidden relation, and you create like a kohen and a grusha, create a child that kills a chalala. So Gemara thought that if that's the case, then the woman that had karis for sure should be a halala. Yeah, because that's worse. That's karis. So it says no. Halala only comes from isekunav. So therefore, if a Yisrael lived with a sister, the girl becomes a zayna, and therefore she can't marry a kohen. But if you know, but she's only one lav, only the lav of zayna, not the lav of halala.
She can eat truma.
Huh?
She can eat truma.
If no, but how is she going to eat truma if her father's a kohen? Yeah. Because she can't marry a kohen. She's a zayna. Her father's a kohen, yeah. So the Abaye answered. The Pope asked Abaye, is it a halala and a zayna, just a zayna? So he says, it's only a zayna. And he said, because halala only comes from Issei Kohuna. Amar Rava, so Rava explained Abaye's ruling. Minoha mil sadam rabbana, and haru, from where do we learn what the Chachamim say? Ein halala ela mi issei kohuna. The halala only comes from a kohen. Maybe any forbidden relationship makes the woman a halala. So he says like this, because the Tanya, we learned in the Braisa, the Yem Agrusha became God. The Teda didn't have to say Agrusha is forbidden for a Kain Godl. When the Torah speaks about, it says, by a Kain, Almano Ugrusha v'chalolo zayna se'lolo yikach. Right? So Gemara says, really, why does the Torah have to say a Kohen Gadol is not allowed to marry a Grusha? If a Kohen Hedid can't, for sure a Kohen Gadol can't. But he's also a Kohen. Right? So it says in the Braisa like this. Why, it's explaining, why does the Torah have to say a Kohen Gadol cannot marry a Grusha? It's a Kal v'chomer. If a Kohen Hedid cannot marry a Grusha, for sure a Kohen Gadol. Right? It says, "La'yemer." The Torah shouldn't have said "Grusha b'kain gadol," that a kain gadol cannot marry a grusha. V'teitzer v'kavochemer me a kain hedyet, right? Mm-hmm. Well, what's the kavochemer? I know. I mean, I would say, "Hash l'kain hedyet asura." If a grusha is forbidden for a regular kain, the kain gadol mi boy for sure for a kain gadol not. So is lamen emra. So why does the Torah say grusha? It's forbidden for a kohen gadol. It says, "Kashem shechaluka grusha mizayna v'chalala v'kohen hedyet." Just as the din of grusha is separated from the rest, I'll explain in a second. Kachaluka v'kohen gadol is distinct by a kohen gadol also. Meaning like this: the Torah, when it speaks about a kohen hedyet, says like this: Isha, just listen to the pasuk. Who can a kohen, regular kohen, not marry? Isha zayna v'chalala lo yikachu, and then it says v'isha grusha me'isha lo yikachu. So the Torah splits like zayna v'chalala and grusha. That's what the Torah says. The Torah could have said isha zayna chalala grusha. The Torah says isha zayna v'chalala lo yikachu, and then a woman grusha me'isha divorced from her husband lo yikachu. Why does the Torah do that? Okay? So it says, okay, so the Gemara says, just like it's different by a Kohen Hedyet, it's different by a Kohen Gadol also. Meaning, if a Kohen would live with a divorcee who is a Zayner Chalala, okay, he would be Chai for all of separately. Because it says like this. Let's see. Finish this up. Pshita Zigmar says Migra Gada. Does he become less because he's a Kohen Gadol? Ella, what does it mean? The Gemara is explaining what this means. Shame Shachaluka Grusha Mizena V'Chalala B'Kohen Hedyet, just like a grusha is different than a zayin and chalala b'kain hedyit. Kach almana chaluka megrusha The same thing, and Amana is different than the others. What does this mean? If a Kohen Gadol lives with a widow who's a Chalala and a Zaina, yeah, he would be chayef for the Amana separately. That means like this. Just by a regular Kohen, why does the Torah split Grusha from Isha, Zaina, and Chalala? To teach us, by a Kohen Hedyot, that if he lived with a Grusha, who was a Zaina or a Chalala, he would get double Malkus. The same thing it teaches that if a Kohen Gadol marries an Almana, who's also a Grusha or a Chalala, he's going to get double Malkus. Okay, that's why it says Grusha, so it says Chalala Lama Nemra. So why does it need to say Chalala? Again, by a Kohen Gadol, if it already said by Kohen Hedyot, to teach us Ein Chalala Elami Isekuhna. And this is, what this is the source of it biblically. So now the Gemara says, this is what the Braisa is, a long Megillah, but the proof of the Gemara is now from this end of the Braisa. The Gemara said, how do we know a Chalala is only made from Isekuhna? Okay. So the Gemara goes into this whole Megillah. Really, the Torah doesn't need to say anything by a Kohen Gadol, because it's all by a Kohen Hedyot. Isha Zayin v'chalala lo yikachu. What is the Torah only needed to add? Almana. Because Isha Zayin v'chalala v'grusha, a Kohen Gadol is also a Kohen. Right?
How much more?
Yeah. So, what should the Torah do by a Kohen Gadol? The Torah should only add the word Almana. Why does the Torah by Kohen Gadol repeat Amana, Grusha, Zayin, and Chalala? Why does the Torah repeat all that? So Gemara says like this. The word Grusha is repeated. Gemara is discussing each one that's added. Grusha is repeated to teach us, just say by a Kohen Hedyot, if he marries a Grusha who's a Zayin or a Chalala, he gets double Malkus. If a Kohen Gadol marries an Amana who's a Grusha, he's going to get double Malkus. Why does it add again the word Chalala? It says by a Kohen Hedyot. Why does it need to say it again by a Kohen Gadol? To teach us that a Chalala is only from a Kohen. It's an extra word. What does Zayna teach us? Because it says here Zayna by a Kohen Gadol, and it says by a regular Kohen Zayna, Malkan Zare Chulin, just say by a Kohen Gadol, his children, if he lives with a Chalala, a Zayna, the kids are not Kohenim. By Zari, the same thing by a Kohen Hedyot, the offspring are also not Kohenim. In other words, the Gemara is asking a very simple question, giving the Baisa a very simple question, and gave a simple answer. A Kohen Gadol is a Kohen, plus. Okay? Why does the Torah need to add all the forbidden things by a Kohen Hedyot, and then again by a Kohen Gadol? It's Mamish extra. We can learn it out one from the next. It's Mamish repeating itself for no reason. So the Gemara is taking each one of the extra words, Grusha, Zayin, and Chalala, each one of these words are teaching us something. Because they're extra. Because you can learn them all out from each other. Right? So it says like this. Grusha, the word Grusha teaches us that if a Kohen Hedyot, or a Kohen Gadol, or start with a Kohen Hedyot, live with a Grusha who's a Zayina, or a Chalala, yeah, he gets double Malkus. Same thing by a Kohen Gadol teaches us. Mm-hmm. If a Kohen Gadol lives with Almana who's a Grusha, double wax. What is the word Chalala teach us that's extra by a Kohen Gadol? To teach us that the only way you become a Chalala is if it was with a forbidden Kohen relationship. Not a Yisrael, only a Kohen. If a Kohen lived with a Grusha, the kid's a Chalala. The Kohen lived with a Zayin, the kid's a Chalala.
Who says that?
1 minute. What does the last word Zayna teach us? So it says, just like by a Kohen Gadol says, lo yichalol zare, that if a Kohen Gadol live with any of these women, he's not allowed to. His children become cholol. Cholol means chulin. They're not Kohenim anymore. It teaches us the same thing. A Kohen Hedyot with a Grusha or a Zayna or a Chalala, the kids are not Kohen. In other words, it's a very simple thing. How do we know that a kohen who lives with a grusha, that the kid's not a kohen. Maybe he's a kohen. Why should, maybe the kohen didn't aveda. Yeah? He's whipped. But how do you know the kid's not a kohen? The Torah doesn't say the kid's not a kohen. By kohen gadol, the Torah said, lo yichalo zare ba'amav. That if he lives with a woman, he's not allowed to, and then the children are yichalol, not kohenim. Chulim. Right? But how do we know a regular kohen that lived with a grusha? Okay, he'd sinned. He's not allowed to. Yeah? But how do we know the kid's not a kohen? Because the word zayna that's mentioned by kohen gadol teaches us that just by kohen gadol the kids are not kosher. Now we're learning out kohen gadol from kohen hadya the same. I'll give you an example. If a man, a kohen, yeah, lived with his wife when she was a nida, which is forbidden, yeah, but the kid's still a kohen. The kid's a kohen. But we don't say because they lived in the Naveda, you know, it was forbidden, so therefore the kid's not a kohen. You don't say that. You had a kohen that lived with a grusha, which is not kodesh, it's just a lav. The kid is a cholol. The kid's not a kohen. He can go to cemeteries, he can become tamei, he could become, you know, nothing.
Is it gezeret hakotuv, we
call it? Yeah. Because if you think, Kal Vachem will tell you differently. A kohen with a grusha is only a lav, and yet the kid's not a kohen. So a kohen with a nida for sure should be not a kohen. It's not. There's a kosher. I mean, maybe there's a logic there because what asks him from being a kohen is sins of a kohen. But if it's not sins of a kohen, then maybe it doesn't become not a kohen.
This isn't a
couple.
He shouldn't have the relationship.
Yeah, but I'm saying a kohen is, you know, it depends how it is.
Not everybody knows this part.
What?
That the kohen, you know, how can is a cholar or not? If you don't learn this gemara, not everybody knows, you know.
Yeah, but you have to need to check. The only question today, which is a very difficult question,
is who's a kohen?
When a kohen wants to, not only is a kohen who's not. When a kohen today, a Baal Tshuva kohen especially, yeah? So he's marrying a Baal Tshuva girl, right? And the Baal Tshuva girl wasn't from for a while. She was on the college campuses, and they didn't keep the dinim of tzniyas 100% there, yeah? So the question is, when this girl, Baal Tshuva, becomes from, and she wants to go out with a kohen, do you have to ask her, were you ever with a guy? Or don't ask, don't tell? It's a very big shaila today in halacha. Like some poskim write that, or say, don't ask, don't tell. If you know, you know, but you don't know, you don't know.
But when you explain it to
and other poskim write that because Rav today were not virgins, and Mistama Rav and the campus are goyim, and therefore there's a probability that she was with a goy. So some poskim hold you do have to ask.
So there is a misunderstanding. Is not the thing that the kohen cannot marry, like, not virgin. One cannot marry.
The kohen does not have to marry. In other words, a girl, a Jewish girl, that fooled around with a Jewish boy. Yeah? Not a brother, not a sister, not.
Yeah.
Typical. A Jewish boy fooled around with a Jewish girl.
A kohen
can marry that girl.
Yeah.
Only a kohen God has to marry. What does it say in the Torah? A kohen has to marry a virgin.
Who will ask
the
everybody
girl? Say this, you know?
Everybody says. No, everybody says you can drive on Shabbos. No. Everybody says you can do a microphone and show. So what? I mean, what is it?
Yeah, I'm misunderstanding.
Who would ask the girl if she
you know this?
The way you do it is very nice.
Who would ask?
You said, do you know this halacha?
Who would brave enough to ask the girl?
She's up.
Would you explain
a lot of times, no, what you don't, that's a different story. A lot of times when girls call me up, you know what? Girls call me up sometimes. I don't know who they are. They call me up and say, I would like to know if I'm kosher to marry a kohen. So I don't say, were you with a guy? I don't do that. That's not nice. I say to her, let me tell you the people that a kohen cannot marry. Let me tell you a girl that a kohen cannot marry. Okay? So I say, divorcee, a woman that had relations with somebody she's not allowed to marry, like a non-Jew, or incest with a relative. I don't say, did you? I tell them the facts, and then she knows right away if she's a kosher kohen or not.
But
But in today's halachic world, it's a very big problem.
And wouldn't most Bas Yeshiva girls know when they ask the rabbi before they get involved with the
carnage? Sometimes they don't know. They don't know. But this myth that a kohen has to marry only a psul is wrong. It doesn't say in the Chum, only a kohen gadol who ishe b'psalei yikach.
Only kohen
gadol.
It doesn't say anywhere psul.
No, I didn't know it. We had the whole thing going on.
I didn't know it.
Why is it an issue? It doesn't say anywhere a kohen has to marry a virgin. He's not allowed to marry a grusha, a zayna, or a chalala. Okay? So if a kohen married a grusha and they had a daughter, she's a chalala, so the kohen can't marry her. Okay? That's not too common. I mean, you know. But Zayna is common today. In today's world, it's common. Because if she lived once with a guy, she had relations once with a guy, it's also okay.
Midrabban or Midrash?
Midrash is Zayna. What do you mean Midrabban? Why is Midrabban?
They didn't get married. I tell you, it's a
Shenivala l'misha asela. Nivala. Okay, next.